25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Things that you need. Pick one, two, three, four, five items of interest, and you'll find out that we, those who are associated with the Good Day program, which includes you, actually, and Jennifer Warren and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden, we all will be more intelligent and articulate about items that are of interest if you listen to a little while. What's that old cornball expression? Miss a minute and you miss a lot.
That's right.
Maybe miss a couple of minutes. So bugs are in the news today. We're going to get
bugs,
to that.
As in bunny?
Bugs. No, bugs. Not as in bugs.
Or as in cockroach?
Yeah, as in cockroach.
Or as in, like, what's hidden in my telephone.
Well, I'm not sure about it. No, that's not.
That would be mine because I had Liddy here for 5 years.
Bugs.
Creepy crawly bugs.
Yeah, right. Election talk this weekend. I think that this, if I may start with this as a sort of pejorative, my take on the sequester, notice that none of us are missing. We're all here. The sequester hasn't ruined radio. It hasn't destroyed the economy.
And Rich knows we don't have any money.
Card. Yeah, that's right. We don't have any money. So the this is the kind of This particular job is what I'm talking about. When it comes to elimination of jobs, how'd you like this title? The Department of Transitional Assistance Interim Commissioner. What is the Department of Transition? I'm looking at a headline, actually, from my hometown of Framingham.
If some idiot actually handed me a business card with that, right. I'd rip it up and throw it in his face and say, go get a real job.
All right, so I want to know... And we'll give you a swell prize if you can figure this out. Somebody from Massachusetts or anywhere, you want to do a little research, help yourself. 888-302-3684. The state of Massachusetts has a Department of Transitional Assistance. What is the Department of Transitional Assistance
job? Oh, wait a minute.
Job?
I might just be a big jerk.
How's that?
Because I'm thinking about what this job might be.
Well, why don't you check it out, Richie, and then we'll decide collectively whether you're a big jerk or not.
I think I know what it is, and I'm a big jerk.
Mass Department of Transitional Assistance Interim Commissioner. Is that a job that ought to be jettisoned under the circumstances? I'll tell you what jobs ought to be jettisoned or what ought to stop. And if there isn't any more proof of this than what happened over the weekend with President Hamid Karzai, Afghanistan president, saying the U.S. needs to get out of Afghanistan. How many thousands and thousands of men and women, how many trillions of dollars have we wasted on the soil of this country, and why there is not protesting in the street with tens of millions of Americans? The sequester, we wouldn't have to have any budget cuts at all if we didn't have any soldiers in Afghanistan. Do you know how much money we waste, and I mean pee it away, every year in Afghanistan that we are there? We're not talking about billions. We're talking about trillions of dollars that have been wasted over in that damn country in the past 12 years. And to what end? Karzai says that we're now working with the Taliban. We're the bad guys. We, the United States of America, are the bad guys. That's what he says. What do you say in response to that? Other than look at George Bush and then look at Barack Obama and say, what are you doing? And how dare you?
He is under enormous pressure from his people. Karzai.
Yeah, so?
To look like the one who is pushing America out of the country. Yeah. And then he turns around to America behind closed doors and says, where's that check you guys promised me?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, where's the money? Yep.
It's the way the whole Middle East works. Infidels, get rid of the infidels. Kick them out of our country.
Give me money.
Hey, man.
But before you go.
You guys are 2 days late on that check. I know the sequestration thing is going on, but hey, man, you got to pay me so I can keep these bad guys from attacking your country, all right? Come
that's
on now.
Interesting.
Pay up, brother.
Opining on that, Richie, that's a very interesting thought.
That's the way it works.
Again, why is America, why are we Americans so asleep? leap at the switch that we allow this to continue.
And here's the great part about it, okay?
Yeah.
Karzai tells Hegel, hey, listen, I got to go put this show on. Excuse me for about 15 minutes while I go badmouth you to my people.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, and that, by the way, the new Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hegel, is now over in Afghanistan and had meetings with everybody, the soldiers, et cetera, to try to put this into the proper perspective, which the only perspective there is that's proper is getting the hell out of there. Period. End of story. Thoughts, 888-302-3684. Speaking of thoughts, Jennifer, going to be a television report later on in this hour. Some news from The View.
Yeah, right? Lots of news from The View. Yes, huge.
All right. All right. And then we have our Queen of Cheap report, Roberta. What are we doing? What are we looking at in a few minutes there?
Ooh, we got a deal on Coach bags. I love Coach bags. And we got deals at State.
The real ones?
The real ones, not the fake ones. Not the ones you get from back of
the
car.
The Coach bags.
Right. Exactly.
Coach?
Yeah, they always change like one little thing, and right, you'll see like a little line that makes it like a coach.
And who makes the money on the goach bags?
Afghanistan.
The guys on the
street. Right. Oh, that's right. That's
all
right.
Right. By the way, right. You all missed a headline from the weekend.
Coach?
The Coach Company and Gucci have combined now. They're one company.
Really?
And that's where you got
who
that.
Bought who?
Goach. That's the name of the new line.
Oh.
Roberta, take the hook out of your mouth. Come on.
That's pretty good there, isn't it?
Yeah, for Roberta, it was, yeah. Caught her.
I missed that.
Yeah, good. Gone Fishing. There's a new movie out called Mud, by the way, with McConaughey. And it looks like I saw the trailer this weekend. It looks like it would be a fairly interesting movie. He has such interesting characters. He plays such interesting...
And they all have swagger.
Number one at the box office over the weekend was that Oz movie, James Franco.
I'm actually interested in seeing that.
Me
really.
Too.
I saw
it
at the beginning
all
of it.
Over, though. You didn't like it?
What, say
it's
it again?
Pretty.
You didn't like it, Doug?
Well, I didn't. I actually was sitting in the theater. I went to see two movies, and as I was wandering around the theater, I actually went into the wrong movie house, and I watched the beginning of it, and I thought it looked like a bad Johnny Depp movie. But it looked like
right.
Yeah.
I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But it actually looks interesting.
Right.
I want to know how you get away with wandering from theater to theater.
Once
you
pay the admission.
One day Doug's big arrest is going to come and everybody's going to be like, what did he do? What did he do? And then we're going
to
find out.
Phone calls
to
bail him out.
I'm very friendly to the people. I say hi to them all the time. How are
they
you
don't
doing?
Care.
What's going on?
So they know you.
Once you pay the admission, they're fine with it.
888-302-3684. I have some great news for those of you who want to look your best. Having stained yellow teeth isn't looking your best. You want to avoid the embarrassment. You want to avoid people shunning you at business meetings, etc., etc. Well, there are a lot of people, tens of thousands, in fact, who have taken my advice to use power swabs. They are not a toothpaste. It's not a strip. It's not something that you put in your mouth in a tray. Power swabs are simple to use. In fact, you use them for 2 minutes, and in 5 minutes, your teeth start turning whiter. Use it for a week, and your teeth will be 6 shades whiter. And there's no bleach in any of this. It's a coconut-based cleanser, believe it or not, developed by a dentist to work on your teeth, whether they be natural, whether they be veneers, whether they be bonding, caps, crowns, you name it. Power Swabs cleans everything. Your teeth will feel wonderfully smooth and look wonderfully bright. And now's the time to try it out by dialing 800-865-7602. You can start off with the first treatment in a couple of days. They'll ship it to you. If you mention Doug Stephan, you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. I suppose the name says it all, doesn't it, when you think about it? Power Swabs, swabbing your teeth with this powerful, all-natural wash, 800-865-7602. Start showing off your teeth and your smile more. Power Swabs, risk-free, 50% off. Doug Stephan, 800-865-7602.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1623. 1-888-912-1623. That's 1-888-912-1623. 1-888-912-1623.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drive it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Queen of Cheap Time on Good Day.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
That's it, Roberta. What do you
okay,
stop wasting
start.
Time. As soon as he
well,
finished the announcement,
talking,
finished,
that's
let's
wasting
go.
Time. So
go.
Stop talking, boss, and I'll
go.
Let's start with Coach Factory Outlet. I love Coach. I still have the Coach bag that I bought.
Nobody
30
cares.
Years
let's go.
Ago.
Where are the deals?
50% off of all Coach bags, and we have the special coupon codes for you at DougStephan.com. If you're trying to get your affairs in order financially, we got free QuickBooks at Staples. Now it works this way. You got to spend the $90, rip, but then you get a $90 rebate. So that makes it absolutely free. Payless shoes, just for you, Jennifer, an extra 30% off the regular price and the sale items. We have the secret coupon code for you, but you got to go to DougStephan.com to find it. Banana Republic, I love their stuff too. Today, only 35% off the entire site, everything on it. Again, a special coupon code just for you at DougStephan.com. And if you're an expectant mom or you know one. We have a free nursing pillow. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling on it, so it makes a great shower gift. And you'll find all these great things at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Wow, what a great job, Roberta.
Gee, thanks, boss.
Hey, you're welcome. Coach, what else do you like? You like oatmeal, right? What kind of oatmeal do you like?
Coach oatmeal.
Coach oatmeal, all right. Designer oatmeal. 21 after on Good Day.
Hello?
Congrats.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
First of seven songs to be previewed this week from the new Rod Stewart album, which was actually introduced last Thursday. Supposed to be fully available May 7th, but they're leaking bits and pieces of it, Richie. I don't know.
The way it works now.
Probably not a big fan of Rod Stewart. Do you like Rod Stewart?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. He's scary.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I'm talking about his music. I'm not talking about what he looks like. I'm talking about whether his music is good.
But for women, that influences, I don't know.
Yes,
it's kind of like watching sports. Like, we have to know the backstory of the team and the athlete before we can get behind them.
Right.
Same thing with the singers.
Why
I
do you
think
the Olympics, NBC spends so much time 1 year ahead of the Olympics starting to tell you the stories of all of the athletes so that you get hooked into it? They aren't talking to you and me, Doug.
Apparently not.
They're talking to these ladies here.
Right. Okay, well, it's
getting
great.
Them hooked.
So let's see if they're hooked on Rod Stewart. Crack it up, Richie.
He's a dirtbag, so that's the thing.
So we don't care about this song because he's a dirtbag?
No, I think it's a good song for him, but there is always just something skeevy about Rod. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can never put my finger on it, but it's just kind of...
But maybe that he hangs around with women that are half his age.
But so many men do that. That doesn't bother me so much.
Marries
it's just
them.
That he looks skeevy.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Dirty.
Kind of sweaty.
Yeah.
Inappropriate mullet.
Kind of like Nicki Minaj.
I don't think she looks sweaty.
She just looks dirty.
I see. I don't think that either. There's something about her that I don't like either.
Right. Yeah. There you go. All right, so Rod Stewart in the Focus, our poll at DougStephan.com asks which of the era of Rod Stewart's music is your favorite, the early Maggie May years as exemplified by this song from 1971. How many people like this? Would you want to crank it for a second?
This is the stuff I like.
Yeah. All right, so another one of the big songs, late 70s, the disco era's Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Pass.
I actually think this is okay.
Yeah.
I love disco music.
Yeah.
All right, soft rock in the 80s, Rod Stewart and Downtown Train.
Pass.
Or this.
Yeah. Hey, It's a good song.
Yeah.
All right.
D in the poll, the Great American Songbook. There's ballad stuff. Didn't he share? Didn't he have partners on most of these?
Yeah, he had a lot of duet stuff. But he was basically doing all of the old standards. And it was good.
Yeah,
he did a good job with it.
I agree with you, Roberta and Jennifer, that he looks like a Skid Row bum much of the time.
Yeah.
But there's something about his music. I'm a Barry Manilow fan. And there's something about Rod Stewart. I'm not a fan of the early years. I didn't like Maggie May when I was a disc jockey. He played it. Maybe I played it.
See, that's the good stuff for me.
Didn't like it. I like the disco stuff. And Downtown Train's a good tune. Anyway, so what do you think of the... we played just a little bit of the lead song from the first album that he's had since, what, like 12 years, I think, or something, since he's done a new album. So he'll get out on the road and... that's where they make their money. They don't make any money selling records. They make
not
money.
Anymore.
No.
They make money showing up. And what was it? You said $500 a piece for your folks to see Celine Dion.
You go see the Eagles, you go see anybody for a decent seat, it's going to cost you $150.
I think when I went to the last concert I went to was let me think now, was it?
This is why I go to all the small clubs and see the small bands.
Yeah.
I don't go to
Moody Blues,
venue.
I think. A Moody Blues.
Yeah, but you get free tickets for that, so who cares?
I think I actually paid for a set.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world. Eric Ries.
We call it Lean Startup, taking ideas from Lean Manufacturing. And the key idea in Lean Manufacturing is to figure out which activities we do in a business are waste and which ones really create value for customers. The thinking in the Lean Startup really is applicable when first we faced extreme uncertainty about what's going to work. The old management techniques were really based on a toolkit of planning and forecasting. But if you think about that, accurate forecasting requires a long and stable operating history from which to make the forecast. And who really feels like the world is getting more and more stable every day? Nobody. So whenever we're building something new, could be a product, could be a company, could be a nonprofit organization, anytime we're doing something new that's not the same as what we've done before, you actually don't know who the customer is yet. In fact, many of the things we believe about what our business will be are actually hypotheses or guesses about the future. Whenever we can couple that with an opportunity for fast cycle time experiments, that's really when the Lean Startup works. In the world of the internet, we can make changes and measure how customers respond much faster. We're getting the product to interact with customers much more frequently, much more often, and really learning what actually works in the real world. And so the true understanding of value in the context of a startup is how quickly can we learn if we're on the path to a sustainable business. And it's one of the core ideas of a Lean Startup.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
So today, it's got to be a good day.
Time is 33 after the hour, Monday morning, the 11th of March. Doug Steffen with the Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington here with the best stories of the day on Good Day, the discussion about Afghanistan and why it is that we are still there with Hamid Karzai. In the last half hour, we were talking about Karzai basically suggesting we should get out because we're now in league with the Taliban. And, of course, we've been in league with the Taliban for decades. We pay them off to get them out of the way so we can go do whatever it is that we're doing, all at the behest of the military-industrial complex. And I was just told that our approach to this was all wrong. We are approaching this information and this story wrong. I keep putting the onus on leaders who send our men and women in uniform into harm's way for no good reason, just so we can keep the military-industrial complex moving. The suggestion was that we send the people who run the military-industrial complex and their families, their sons and daughters, over to Afghanistan. How long do you think it would take before this was over if that was the case? 5 minutes? Give it 10, maybe 15, right? But that's not what happens. Men and women of good intentions, young men and women who have stars in their eyes about America and being patriotic, they are the ones who sign up to go into harm's way and get blown to smithereens so we can make more bombs to blow more people into smithereens and get nowhere doing it. And we haven't gotten anywhere doing it for decades. But yet, look at the stock prices of Lockheed Martin, of Raytheon, of all the companies that make armaments, and you tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I don't have the right idea. There's nothing to be gained by anybody to have people in Afghanistan being killed every day other than to line the pockets of the people who are running these big companies, the stockholders of these big companies, the lobbyists for these big companies. And it is more than shameful. It is more than a disaster. These people should be brought up on treason charges, I think. and because that's what they're doing. It's they are subverting the best will and intentions of America by putting its best, its finest people in harm's way. The young people who come along, it is, I guess, almost fruitless to talk about it because nobody seems to, other than the likes. All right, so let's talk for a minute about Rand Paul and Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton and let's see, who else? I said Rand Paul.
Sounds like a poker game I wouldn't want to miss.
Well, This is what's shaping up. Over the weekend, didn't we have some on our social media who commented on my thoughts last Friday? I said, look for these three characters to be the main source of conversation when the presidency of 2016 comes into focus. Mrs. Clinton runs as a Democrat. Either Christie or Jeb Bush. I don't think Christie will run, frankly, because I think he's enough of a maverick that he's not going to go along with party lines, and the people in the Carolinas and the Mississippi and Alabama Republicans can't stand him because he had a conversation with
Barack Obama. Well, I don't think that's the case. I think that the Republican Party won't let him run. They're not a fan of him.
The Republican Party is so screwed up. And then there's Rand Paul,
who
captures everybody's imagination. I heard callers earlier today who were mostly Democrats lauding, L-A-U-D-I-N-G, lauding Rand Paul for his approach on the drones. And you watch.
Well, it's the one issue where everybody kind of meets in the middle and says, yeah, these things kind of freak me out.
But you watch Rand Paul find more of those issues, Richie.
Right.
And let him,
that's a great thing,
run with them.
Yeah. Where a lot of people agree with you. Great. Yeah. If you can do that, get both sides on your side.
Jennifer has the television report in a few moments, including a review of Saturday Night Live, which apparently was quite good this past weekend, and also some news from The View. What else do you have?
News from The View is our big topic. Plus, we have some casting news. And is one of The View members headed already for a different job? I've got that little bit of gossip. And Valerie Harper will be on TV this week. I'll tell you where.
Talking about her sad demise, as it were. The essence of bugs in the news now. A special feature of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Bugs in the news.
This is right up Roberta's alley because she likes to eat these bugs.
Yes, I do.
Various bugs.
Crunchy ones.
The super bug. You know, the super bug that's apparently quite resistant to antibiotics, becoming a significant problem in hospitals and long-term care facilities. There are a number of sources for this story, all basically coming to the same conclusion. You ready?
Yes.
If you want to get sick, make sure you run to the nearest hospital. Because that's where all the bugs are. That's where all the sickness
is.
Well,
you see all the MRSA. It's called MRSA is what they always are avoiding.
MRSA.
Like,
right.
And they have the. It is so scary. When you walk down the hall in a hospital or a nursing home and you see the yellow tape with the like skull and bones on the door, do not enter. I mean, that's quite frightening. I mean, it makes you freak out and not breathe when you walk past the room with that on the front of it.
Also, Roberta, from today's show, the section at DougSteffen.com that features important stories, the story of monster mosquitoes.
Ooh.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Sounds scary.
Monster mosquitoes are poised to strike Florida at any moment, according to the invasion reports from the news media. One of the most ferocious insects that you've ever seen, the size of a quarter, painful bite has been compared to being knifed, invading Florida in a few months. Isn't Florida already home to what? We have man-eating sinkholes. We have Burmese pythons.
Mm-hmm.
We have swarming sharks. We have tropical storms. Do you think this is going to be good?
Why would anyone live there?
Live there, exactly, right. This, by the way, this mosquito was called, let me see here, Sephora Satilla. Long-haired and really ugly giant mosquitoes. According to entomologist Phil Kaufman at the University of Florida, this is going to be something that no one has dealt with before. They grow them now. For whatever the reason, I don't know if it's what they're putting on their lawns, that kind of stuff. So beware of bugs in Florida. But won't they? What would keep them? Do they have a Maybe actually, this may be an interesting reality. We could keep the illegal immigrants out. There's going to be a guard at the Florida border, and it's going to shoot all the mosquitoes that try to get across the border. So we don't have that problem in Georgia, for example. Right?
Don't laugh.
Louisiana.
I'm sure that if you look it up, and I've heard this plenty of times, that there is technology being developed and may already be out there where there are mechanical weapons engineered to look like bugs, be it bees, mosquitoes, whatever it is, that can spy on you and or attack you.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear
look
that?
It up. Oh, it's look all it over up. The internet.
Look it up.
Really?
It's all over the internet.
Thank you,
man.
Professor McFadden. Look it up.
I'm telling you, man, they're looking at you. They're watching you all the time.
So that fly on the wall may really be a fly on the wall.
That's right.
The way you said that, that was very dramatic. Roberto, I'm proud of you. 888-302-3684. So if you're dying for some, that's probably a bad choice of words. If you're really interested in what's going on in the world of television, we'll set that all up for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a cat owner who can't always find time to scoop the litter box after a long day, you're not alone. Based on a recent survey, nearly two-thirds of cat owners feel that scooping can wait until the next day when they get home late. And with professional and personal obligations sometimes getting in the way of regular cleanup routines, it's no surprise that 84% of cat owners are concerned about unpleasant odor from the litter box when they come home. A litter like Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter helps you keep your home smelling fresh because it works even when you can't scoop. It features a highly effective formula that contains Arm & Hammer baking soda coated granules plus powerful odor destroyers. Rock solid clumps allow for easy removal of the source of odors, and the moisture activated fresh scent deodorizes the litter each time the cat uses the litter box. Find the litter in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more information, visit ultralastlitter.com.
All right, 16 before the hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer is here to check the television items of interest. The discussion about Justin Timberlake being on. Now, wasn't there? Justin Bieber was on recently, so the Justins seem to be interesting.
Yes. They only hire Justins at SNL as guest shows. But I'm so upset that because Justin Timberlake, he always does a great job, and I'm upset with myself because I forgot to tape it. But I know we'll have some audio clips.
It's all over Hulu,
funny.
So.
Yeah. So, in other TV news, you want to check that out if you're
I'd actually like to listen to some audio, Richie. Do you get any audio of that?
Yeah. There was two skits that they had. One of them was where they resurrected the dating club. But this one, let's take a listen to this. And it's the Tom Hanks becomes a member of the five-timer club. If you've hosted the Saturday Night Live five times, you get this special card, which gives you all these privileges, and he gets to go into this back room.
Once again, congratulations on your fifth appearance.
Oh, well, thank you.
Would you like your club robe now?
Oh, sure.
Conan O'Brien is the coat boy in the five-timer club room.
Sean.
Sean.
Oh, wait. There you go.
Tom.
Congratulations.
Paul Simon.
Congratulations.
Congratulations and welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Simon. Thank you.
Please call me Paul.
Okay. Paul?
You know, we've had our eye on you ever since your third show. And everybody felt quite confident that you were going to make the five.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very flattering.
Yes, there was some concern after Joe versus the volcano, but... Everyone has. Anyway.
I don't know.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Why don't you step into the reading room? I think you'll like it.
Oh.
Steve. Steve, look who's joined us.
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Now, this is an older skit, but they're bringing it back because Justin made the five-timer club.
Right.
Well, come, old bean. That robe fits you smashing.
Oh, well. Thanks, Mr. Martin.
Oh, please. Call me Mr. Steve Martin.
Well, thanks, so Mr. Funny. Steve Martin.
Oh, I
it didn't get funny until Martin, Steve Martin came out.
One, two, three, four, five.
A special handshake.
Great. You're great.
So is Timberlake in on this?
No, this is an older skit that they did, resurrecting it. Here's the one that Timberlake did from the Dating Game that was pretty funny.
Happy to be here.
All right, let's meet tonight's bachelors. And remember, our audience can see them, but none of our contestants can see each other. First up, he's an architect looking to build a lasting relationship. Please welcome bachelor number one.
And then when they get into the bachelor number two and three, it's Robert Downey Jr. and Justin Timberlake.
Really?
And they're a pair.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. You sound like a real tenderoni.
Tenderoni.
So come take a ride with us.
Freaking in the back of a PT Cruiser.
Now I find myself chuckling and smiling.
And then when it goes to Bachelor number three, it's also a duo.
For the price of one. How unexpected.
Oh, it sure is. Now let's meet our final contestant. Oh, that's weird. It's also a duo. Their brother is originally from Czechoslovakia. Please welcome Bachelor number three.
Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd.
Now, you will meet my brother, Yota.
You nailed it. Your swinging green dates have finally arrived for you.
Swinging green. Okay, that was good.
Great.
Thank you. Hi, Jen.
Was she going to sleep?
Yeah. No, I think that I love that stuff. The Czech brothers, are you kidding? Yeah, right up my alley.
All right, so news from the View.
News from the View. A couple of stories today. Well, first, last week we heard Joy Behar. She said she's leaving the View after it ends this season, before next season. Now there are reports out of ABC that they are not going to renew Elizabeth Hasselbeck's contract when it comes up later this year.
Wow.
She's been with the show for 9 years, and apparently ABC is saying that they took a survey of the listeners and people think that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is too conservative for the show.
Give me a break.
I can't imagine that to be true, because even my mom, who is not a conservative at all, said they need someone like her to kind of round things out on the panel. Now, if she does leave, which it looks like she's going to, word on the street is that Brooke Shields could be the replacement. Don't know how I feel about
Barbara
that.
Walters is so out of touch.
Yeah, I think it's reality. More of a Barbara decision than it
just,
is from the
so
audience.
So out of touch. Yeah.
Now, Joy Behar, could she be dumping The View for bigger and better things? The word is that she's going to take a big job over at CNN. You know, Jeff Zucker's over there, and he's redoing everything. And it looks like after she leaves The View, that's exactly where she'll be going. Right. If you're a fan of Road to Star Valerie Harper, you are saddened by the news that she has terminal brain cancer. But she has booked her first interview since the announcement on The Doctors, of all places. And she'll appear on March 11th. Is that today?
You know,
that's today's date.
I heard somebody reposted one of her posts on Facebook, and she has like 5 TV hits this week talking about her cancer, and I just found that strange.
I think it's admirable.
Strange because it's too much?
Is it admirable? Or is it this promotion of your
dying?
Dying. It's
sad. But if it helps somebody that's dealing with it, I think it's
is that what it
51
is?
After the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on the Good Day program, and he's brought to you by the folks that are bringing Cardiol into our country to help you lower your cholesterol rate. We'll find out how that works after we get through some of the items that Ken has been studying, the sources for the information, for example, on atrial fibrillation. You know, I don't think I ever pronounced this correctly. I'm a big one on R's, Ken. It's actually atrial fibrillation.
Good job.
All right, you got it there. It affected my father and ultimately caused his demise. I have it, and I just take some magnesium, and nobody notices, including me. So what's the story? You've gotten a lot of research on this week. What's the latest?
Atrial fibrillation is the most common electrical abnormality of the heart. You know, we all have a spark in wiring, and the signal travels through the heart, so it can nicely, evenly fill with blood and contract and pump it all around the body. And this atrial fibrillation, the big concern is as the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, clots can form, and these can be propelled throughout the body and cause a stroke. More men are diagnosed with atrial fibrillation than women are, but women have a higher rate of death from strokes related to the condition, and that's the big news this week.
All right, so other news for women, a new study pointing out to the declining lifespan for some women. Why would that be?
This is a curious study, and we don't quite understand the results. It came out of the medical journal Health Affairs this week, Doug, that women have long outlived men. We've known that, and the latest numbers show the average lifespan for a baby girl born today is 81, and for a baby boy it's age 76. But the news is that the gap has been narrowing, and the most recent study has shown women's longevity is not growing at the same pace as men's. Life expectancy for some American women is actually falling. Some leading theories blame higher smoking rates, obesity, and less education. My opinion is this is just one of the unintended consequences of women seeking equality with guys.
Yeah. Well, so then they have we want equality all the way around. It would be so. If I hear you correctly, it's not that men are gaining; it's that women are losing.
Correct.
That's what it sounds like.
They're gaining slower.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about this story that a lot of people wondered about because they didn't quite understand. The baby that was born with HIV was cured, in quotation marks. Really?
Yes, out of the Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections is a mouthful. This past week in Atlanta, there's this baby born with the virus that causes AIDS, appears to have been cured. It's a child from Mississippi who's now 2.5 and has been off medications for about a year and has no signs of infection. It's a curious case because most women are screened for this and they get prenatal care. The mother did not get any prenatal care. She was delivering and they had somehow diagnosed that she had AIDS at the time of delivery, and this courageous, aggressive pediatric AIDS specialist at the time of birth, without even waiting for the diagnosis in the child, started aggressively, much more aggressively than we normally do, treating this baby with the drugs, multiple drugs, and the baby was several months later doing really well, was on drugs for about 18 months, doing exceptionally well, and then the parents took the child off of the medications, and somehow several months later the baby presented to the medical doctors and was without the virus. Amazing. So it looks like it's been cured. The problem with AIDS is that usually there are hideouts in the body. These are so-called reservoirs of dormant cells, usually rapidly reinfected by anyone who stops medications. So right now, when you're on it with AIDS, when you're treated, you can't stop the maintenance medications. But this is hope. Maybe some can in the future, but I'm not recommending that anyone do this. You need to talk to your doctor about what to do about your medicines before you ever think of stopping.
Speaking of hope, if you're looking to lower your cholesterol, you first have to know what your cholesterol is. So Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, another responsible cardiologist, will do an assessment, and you get your cholesterol level. You can get a little kit that helps you understand what your cholesterol level is, and then when you find it's too high, what do you do?
Doug, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attack and heart disease, and as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. These are known as triglycerides. I use Cardiol with all my patients because I've seen excellent results in just 30 days. I also like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol, it's easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower your cholesterol. Just pay shipping and handling. Dial 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Ken for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Free! 888-809-6424.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.